Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Let's get to what was an unbelievable Sunday, though. Let's get to what it turned out to be, not just because we're caught up in the moment, but I think for the three of us, we're varying ages, but still, I'll say it includes whether it's Drew, yourself, or me, the most drama-filled Masters, other than Tiger and the storyline that came with that, in our lifetime. It's not even close. Not even close. Some people even think this is one of the, you know, one of three or four of the best Masters ever anyway, because of how the back nine went. But obviously Rory completes the Grand Slam, and the ups and downs of that final two and a half hours or so yesterday at Augusta, and knowing what was on the line, and then clearly seeing the emotion. That was the most drama filled Masters. And I can remember the last time I stood up during the Masters and like I was nervous and stressed out watching, and I'm a casual golf fan, was when Tiger was there in, 2019? That there, or 2017. That was it. That's the last time I can remember ever having that feeling. And it's only happened twice around golf, at least for me. And what a week in general with just the drama and raw emotions. Why, another reminder, like, why sports are incredible and we're lucky we get to do what we get to do. Because in 1 week, we saw Luka with the most raw emotion ever on the bench watching the tribute video that the Mavericks did for him when he made his return. And then we all saw just the complete emotion, raw emotion from Rory as soon as he saw that putt go in and he finally got the Grand Slam after 11 tries. You saw how much it mattered to him right in front of all of us. Again, twice in 1 week, man, we got a glimpse at something we just don't see very often from athletes right there in public.
And CBS did a really incredible job just kind of following him, like just soaking in the emotion to go with it. Look, I had not realized. I knew that there weren't that many Grand Slams in professional golf history. It makes the Tiger Slam even crazier, the fact that he at one point was the title holder for all four. But Rory's the only guy in a not black and white photo not named Tiger Woods to do it. Like, he's the second guy to do it in the last 50 years. So yeah, it was a very cool moment for the obvious reasons, right? The raw emotions, the monkey off your back. You don't see that very often. That's like, you know, John Elway in the Super Bowl. You don't see somebody just like free themselves of this weight quite that way very often in sports. I got to, like, one thing that really absolutely I cannot remember seeing, even in a golf tournament, is I've never seen someone simultaneously be so incredibly clutch and choke at the same time. That's part of what made it so fascinating. Like, he was choking. He was missing short putts. He was duffing a ball into the water for, like, no reason. He laid up. He had a perfect lie and just, like, reopened the entire tournament on the back nine and then could have won the tournament on 18 the first time and just missed a short putt. And you're like, dude, I can't believe he's going to blow this. The entire feeling was like you started to feel sick for the person because you're like, oh God. Oh God. Like, you know, like you get uncomfortable because like you can feel the anxiety for them. You're like, I'm so uncomfortable. He's going to blow this tournament. And then he kept just dropping darts to put himself back in the lead or eventually win the tournament with that shot on 18. It was like, I've never seen someone do both. Because that's what made the weight feel extra. The fact that it seemed like he had let the tournament slip away four different times somehow in that final 18 holes gold and still win. Still make clutch shot after clutch shot and still win. This is the sound of Rory hitting that shot on the par five that like, because the shot of the lifetime, there were a couple of them for Rory yesterday.
Underneath one limb, rises and turns over. 7 iron. 207.
Come on. 6 iron yesterday, come set on, up an eagle. On, is this enough? It is.
That was the first time I thought he was going to win the tournament, right? We all thought right. He had saved his tournament. He hooks that shot, and I don't know how people hit shot shapes like that. Completely throws like a slider.
Yeah, I mean, they're the best in the world green. For a reason. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane stuff. But it was, look, out of the three of us, I'm probably the most casual golf fan. I don't know if you watch many other golf tournaments either, other than the majors. Drew probably easily watches more golf than any of us on the show. But 95% of people watch the Masters and maybe one or two other majors and that's it. And for the casual fan, we always talk about, oh, you know, the Tiger effect and what it does for ratings and all that. Well, you know, I know we haven't got the ratings yet. I can promise you the TV ratings are going to be absolutely insane for yesterday's Masters, because how were you not rooting in that moment? Unless you were Justin Rose's parents, you know, or wife, like how were you not rooting for Rory in that moment?
Other than if you're rooting for Justin Rose, who was like a phenom himself and is lost in a playoff in the like,
but honestly, it was easy. Who's that guy? Who's that?
It was
people in England. Like who's that person?
I don't think Justin Rose was a person I was rooting. I don't think Justin Rose was a person I was rooting against. He'd have been an easy person to enjoy winning it. But the problem was he was up against Rory. Hell, Justin Rose might've been the person you were rooting for to win. Anybody not named Rory is part of it. But the raw emotion part is why, like, I've just like the freedom in it, like the way he expressed himself after the I gotta go get a green jacket to his family, like all of it felt so substantial in watching. Yeah, it'll go down as one of the probably, I don't know, the three Masters I remember the most. I think for my age, it's Tiger hitting that chip, right? Like, so like that's one of the Masters, him winning it again in 19, and then probably this one.
There's 97, no other ones. I'm not going to 97. I was 6 years old, so I'm not going to pretend that like, oh my gosh.
But I was 13.
No, I know. I'm just saying for me. Yeah. So, and Drew obviously was even younger. So, or not. Yeah. You were just born maybe. Right. So if for me, it's Tiger winning it. And this one, those are the two Masters that I actually was nervous watching and enjoyed the most.
I was thinking after it was over with, this has got to be one of the most popular wins in terms of people are genuinely happy. It's got to be one of the top five most popular wins in sports history, maybe just in terms of
individual sport. Yeah.
Just in terms of like, even if you want to include all sports, I think
because individuals are easier to root for than teams a lot of times.
Sure.
You just like a Chiefs
fan. The Yankees, you're never going to be happy no matter what they do. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if people were genuinely just thrilled outside of Kansas City that the Royals won the World Series when they did, or, you know, but like if the Lions would have won the Super Bowl, I think a lot of people would feel it'd be a very popular win across, you know, just sports fandom in general. I mean, it felt like nobody was rooting against Rory.
I mean, the guy tried 11 times, you know, to get the Grand Slam, and you're thinking it's just never going to happen. Especially if he would have lost
been
in the
a decade for him too.
If he would have lost in the playoff to Justin Rose after that, then we really would be having the convo today, like, oh, it's just never going to happen for this guy. Like, he just can't handle the pressure.
Oh, I thought
that would have been the conversation 1,000%. Unfortunately for Justin Rose, it would not have been about Justin Rose winning. Sorry, man. That was the spot you were in. It would not have been about Justin Rose finally winning the Masters or something. It would have been about Rory choking. That's just the reality of the
unfortunately,
convo.
Unfortunately, yeah.
That would have been it. Fortunately, that's not it. And Justin Rose, by all accounts, whether it was Jim Nance, everybody acts like he might be the nicest guy on the damn tour.
He handled it well afterwards.
And he did. All class and props
and he's
to
lost
him.
This. He was the last player to lose in a playoff in Augusta. He didn't even make it to the second hole either time. He just immediately, yeah. And I mean, he parred. It's not like he played bad. He had a nice shot in the 18.
Of course. Yeah, it wasn't. No, he didn't just have a bad playoff hole. No, it's just Rory was that much better.
He made the putt to force the playoff from distance. That again, was incredible.
That was the craziest thing. The last nine holes were, no, Rory, not like this. It was like watching a car crash. And it started at the beginning because he double bogeyed one and you're like, oh, Rory, come on, man. Don't do it like this. By hole three, didn't have the lead anymore, Drew. And then he got hot and he's up four strokes and you're like, oh, no problem. He's up four strokes with like eight to play. No big deal. Yeah. Lays up perfectly, puts it in the water. And you're like, well, this is, I don't even, you know, like it was the back and forth part of it. That's what made it such an entertaining watch. And we didn't know who the second person was going to be for a long time. We just knew it wasn't going to be Bryson after he played back and forth on the green on what was that? 16. Where did he really blow up? No, 13. He fell apart. I can't remember. Somewhere in the back nine.
Yeah. Bryson had a couple of holes that he just really struggled where he thought he had the distance on a club and it wasn't. And then he had trouble. And then Oberg, of course, just blew up the final hole on 18. It was a mess. And there were a lot of nerves yesterday, just in general, I think, especially early on. But I think you're right, Cody. It makes it more interesting the fact that he didn't have it, then he had it, then he didn't have it again, and then he came back to have it again in the last few holes, and then he didn't have it, and then he won it in the playoff. It makes the whole day just one of the. It feels like also one of those moments where you're going to remember where you were kind of when you watched it. I know that it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't carry that weight right now, but I feel like you're going to. I remember watching Rory win this Masters 20 years from now. Like you're going to remember the shots
I think
that
so.
He hit to do that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Because like I said, I for me, the only time ever watching golf, now twice, that I was truly like standing up watching in the final like 30 minutes, I was just like nervous for Rory. I was nervous for Tiger. Even though Tiger, you had a sense he was going to win for the last two or three holes, if I remember right. Like it was just
It was a buildup.
It was more just like, wow, this is really happening. Like, I can't believe he's actually going to win again. Whereas this was truly, you know, everybody was nervous watching Rory try to salvage this thing. And ultimately then it looked like he was going to blow it. So these are the two golf tournaments period for me that I actually can like truly remember individual moments from as a casual golf fan, which I still will say is like 90% of us out there. Most people don't watch the RBC Heritage that's taking place this weekend. Some are sicker than others, you know, kind of thing that we talk about in sports. You know, you're not going to be locked into that this weekend.
No.
It was awesome. And we're going to talk more about this because it reminds us in sports, like guys that have not had the ability to break through. For Rory, he broke through, got the career grand slam. There's some athletes right now that are some of the best in the world playing in the NBA or playing in the NFL, and they're waiting for that moment, and people are questioning whether or not it's going to ever happen for them. I think there's a few obvious names. We'll get to those a little bit later on in the show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.